Every day, officers are stationed in most of Waco ISD's schools, but they're not Waco police. The school district has their own department. Interim Police Chief David Williams says his officers are trained for just about any situation.
All of our officers are mental health certified. We have our officers with different specialties, with dealing with the different situations. Each of our officers are alert trained.
That alert training teaches an officer how to handle a shooter situation without the need for a SWAT team. And it's the same in several other Texas City school districts, like El Paso and Corpus Christi ISD. They also have their own departments as well. But smaller districts can't afford that, like Robinson ISD. It's just southeast of Waco. These districts rely on their local departments, which means coordination. And at Robinson ISD, they're using cutting-edge technology to do that. They're one of the first school districts in Texas to adopt a system called CommandScope. It shares information about the school in real time to a touchscreen computer, which is shared with first responders. David Rosinski, the director of special programs and safety at Robinson ISD, says it can share live camera feeds, school blueprints, hazmat information, and more.
It even goes down to the detail of how much water pressure is coming from the fire hydrants.
He says this system even works offline in case of inclement weather or power failure. And unlike Waco ISD, first responders aren't in their schools every day. So having all this information gives them the tools they need should they ever have to rush to any Robinson ISD campus. And not just to active shooter situations, but any emergency response.
When I saw this program, I thought this is something that will fulfill several different needs.
According to Joseph McKenna of the Texas School Safety Center, multifunction is key to any school safety plan.
You want to write a plan that has responses for a host of different events, right? You don't want to spend all your time planning for one incident and then have to have another plan for this incident and another plan for this incident.
But for the most rural districts, the time it takes for first responders to reach the school can get pretty long. And that's where the debate to arm teachers takes shape. Texas began allowing guns in schools as far back as 2007. And in the wake of recent shootings, interest in the program has grown.
Arming teachers is certainly an option, and in some cases, you have to consider the context. If law enforcement can't get there for 40 minutes, you need another plan. But if you talk with your law enforcement and they say, oh, we can station an officer in your school, you know, you got to kind of, there's no one size fits all.
Emergency plans are highly specific to each district because school districts can be vastly different. And that's just one of the things that makes school safety difficult. The problems that face schools is more than just gun violence. McKenna says that there are daily situations that schools face, and the data on prevention is low.
Because it's hard to measure prevention. It's hard to measure what measures did we have in place and what specifically stopped this.
And it gets even more complicated when talking specifically about gun violence.
The number of incidents is small, right? So you have an issue there research-wise to begin with. And then number two, schools aren't doing one thing, right? They're not just doing a police department. They're not just doing emergency planning. So it's hard to say, when you do know you prevented something, what actually prevented it.
McKenna says the best thing that any district can do is to sit down with their community and find the option that works best for them. For KWBU, I'm Will Burney.